Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Charlotte at 6.
Charlotte at 6 here on WBT. It's Dirty Restaurant Tuesday.
Tuesday.
As our buddy TJ, he's just been working all day and night and still here.
I never leave here. don't look at that cot downstairs because I'm definitely not living here rent-free.
Yeah, I think the sheets need to be changed, but I'm just saying. TJ is also our food critic here on Charlotte at 6. Got something interesting
for us? I got a sweet treat for us.
Oh, I like sweets.
I know you do.
So man. Well, before he tells us about the sweet treat, I've got some inspections here for restaurants that did not do so well when the health inspector showed up.
No.
Before I do that, though, I want to get a little something off my chest.
Okay.
So I had a quick meal at the famous toastery over the weekend.
Okay.
You know, their inspections are pretty good, and their food is good. But I go in there, and the young lady says, oh, you want to sit outside? I got a table. I said, yeah, great. So we go to this table outside that is covered in crumbs.
No.
Had two straws on it that obviously the previous customers had been sucking on and put on the table. So she has a rag in her hand that is obviously dirty.
Just a dirty,
nasty rag. She wipes off the table. And I said, don't you have any sanitizer? And she goes, well, if I had some, I'd use it.
Whoa!
So, note to you folks at the famous toastery, quit using nasty rags to wipe off the table and buy a little sanitizer.
That goes for everyone, not just them. But,
please.
Wow.
I just hate seeing tables wiped down with one nasty rag.
And when it's like one swipe.
That does it. There you go. What do you want to eat? Well, I'm not so sure I want anything.
It's clean by proximity. This one streak is clean. And
All right, let's see here. This is a place I've never heard of before. It's on Eastway Drive, the Sayona Restaurant Bar and Grill.
Okay, I've never heard of it.
88.
Oh.
Provide soap, please, for the hand-washing sinks.
Please.
That would be a good thing, right? The inside of the microwaves were all dirty.
Oh. Wait, are you reviewing our break room?
I was going to say, you know, even at home, the microwaves tend to look a little grody.
No comment.
Yeah. Cooling was a problem. Observed a plastic container with beans that had been cooked the night before that were still at the wrong temperature.
Ugh.
So they threw those out. Observed ground beef and pork cooling from the night before, still at the wrong temperature.
Oh, ooh, wow. Ooh.
So that was thrown out as well. They had a problem with dates. The cooked goat, the braised chicken, the ground beef, and the spaghetti. Sounds like an interesting menu.
Yeah.
None of it had a date on it.
Wow.
And speaking of that, some of the cooked goat and pig's feet had expired 7 days ago.
What is this menu?
I don't know. I'll have the cooked goat and pig's feet special.
Yeah. Wow.
So, the goat and the pig's feet had to be thrown out because they were so out of date. Observed, this may tell us something about the menu. Observed one dead roach and a bucket of water.
Oh, no. That's an appetizer, I think.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking, if the water's killing the roach.
Yeah, that's not good.
I don't know if I want to eat there. So, just a mess at Sayona Restaurant Bar and Grill, Eastway Drive, 88.
No.
And here's another one I've never heard of. This is at the Music Factory, though.
Okay.
Bakayo Sushi.
Oh, okay.
87 and a half.
Oh.
And the inspector says, observed a lack of management control when it comes to labeling, cold holding, cooling methods, and temperature checks. There was no thermometer there. The inspector writes in several places, I'm coming back to check on this.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was.
And your sushi, too.
Yeah, exactly.
The amount of times that sushi restaurants show up on this list is terrible.
Yeah.
Like,
and they didn't have the paperwork to show that the fish they were serving raw was free from parasites.
Oh, wow.
That's a big deal. And that was a repeat violation.
Ugh.
You would think they would learn.
Yeah.
They had raw beef stored on top of ready-to-eat sauces and stored with raw fish. They had a problem with cooling items. They had items that had been cooling apparently from the night before that were still at the wrong temperature, and the inspector said, well, this facility doesn't even have a permit to do this much cooking.
Wow.
Bulk prep of items. So a problem there. And in fact, when it comes to cooling and cold holding, one of their coolers was not working. And so until they got it fixed, they just decided to close down.
Wow.
And the inspector reminded them again, you're supposed to cook and serve items that only require minimal cooling. So a lot of mix up there in how the place is even being run.
Yeah.
And let's see here. Observed a number of other foods throughout the facility with no date.
Oh, man. Oh, no, they have a date. They've got a calendar, and it's also their dartboard. They just pick one and throw it.
So just a hot mess at Bakayo Sushi at the Music Factory. The inspector's coming back to check on several items. 87.5.
Glad I don't eat sushi.
Yeah, well, and glad we have the inspectors who go, I'm coming back.
I think we need to start a business where we, a food safety training for all these restaurants.
Absolutely.
And cooler repair business.
Ooh, yeah.
Like the combo.
We'll fix your cooler and we'll teach you how to wash your hands. What a deal.
Otherwise, we'll talk bad about you on the radio.
That's right.
We'll give them the real shakedown.
All right, so you got something sweet for us, huh?
Yes, I found a new cookie place.
Ooh.
Well, I don't know how new it is, but it's new to me.
Okay.
It's called Crumble, C-R-U-M-B-L.
I haven't heard of it.
It is awesome.
There's
like three different locations in Charlotte, one near Concord Mills Mall.
Okay.
And these cookies are huge. Like, not like they're sand dollar bigger size,
then
thick too.
Oh, yeah.
They offer delivery type cookies, but they do it through DoorDash.
Okay.
Where other ones have their own delivery drivers. We ordered 6 cookies, which, that's going to last a little bit,
Well, in theory.
In theory, it should. No, this lasted like a whole weekend because the cookies are so big.
Really?
Yes. This is like 3 cookies in 1 cookie.
So you couldn't eat a whole cookie or two?
Oh, I could have. It could have all been eaten in one thing.
But you showed some restraint.
I showed some restraint because there was such a big cookie.
Yeah.
They have, do you know those Little Debbie cosmic brownies?
Yeah.
They have the little sprinkle things on. They have a cookie that they've replicated that.
Ooh.
And it blows the Little Debbie thing out of the water.
Well,
but it's got the same principle to it.
Yeah.
And just so much better.
Oh, man. That sounds so good.
This other one is it's a peanut butter base. You know the Muddy Buddies that it's like Chex Mix.
Yeah.
I can't even describe how good this was. I really am. And, that's because I've been up since 3 a.m.
Well, now, are these soft and chewy cookies?
Yes, they are very soft cookies.
I love that.
And they come to you warm, which is another game changer.
Drink a gallon of milk with those things.
And just their plain chocolate chip is
good.
Out of this world. And
I gotta try
their flavors update, like it's like every week. So you check in beforehand, see what they've got, because they had some crazy flavors out there. The Muddy Buddy though is where if you're a peanut butter fan,
that's it.
Go to that one.
Crumble. Well, I'm not finding them in the county's inspection database, so I'll have to keep checking on that. But we'll just assume they had a good.